Do we need a fight song? Are we feeling good about tonight's game? Toronto Blue Jays World Series game number 5. The Los Angeles Dodgers series tied at 2. Treyu Savage on the mound tonight for the Toronto Blue Jays. And we had a texter, Marine, texted in earlier saying, don't forget Treyu Savage in game 1 struck out Shohei Ohtani. In fact, I think he was first batter up. That's the way they started the game. So that's a good way to start. Let's keep those vibes going. It's just after 6 o'clock tonight, the first pitch goes out. Just last week, C95, our sister station in Saskatoon, hosted their annual radio marathon for breast cancer. They raise a ton of money. It's such a great fundraiser. The number's actually just shy of under $500,000, but I was just chatting with Heather yesterday, who's kind of the mastermind behind putting it together, and she said there's a couple more donations coming in. So they're going to give an updated number. My guess is we are going to be very close to that $500,000 raised for breast cancer research, which is great. But recovering from a major illness or a disease, like whether it's breast cancer or anything, it's not just the physical journey. It brings with it a whole set of financial challenges. And often that's part of the discussion that you hear when we talk about these things, covering unexpected medical expenses, navigating time off from work. It's a lot to manage. This is where good financial planning, good financial and money management comes into play, which is why it's always good to check in with our friend Darren Ulmer, who has joined us before. He's a financial planner with Sun Life, president of White Owl Financial Solutions, and he is joining us today in studio, Darren Ulmer. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Evan, and thanks for giving up the big chair today.
You look good. You look good in studio. It's great to have you here. By the way, are you following the Jays?
Well, of course.
Yeah, I assume you would be. You're a sports guy. I know that.
Yeah, I know. It's fun to watch. And my mom, who I know is listening, had an opportunity here in Saskatoon at the Kinsmen Sports and Leisure Show to meet Vladdy a couple of years ago.
Oh, is that
mom
right?
So passionately calls him Vladdy and got a picture taken with mom.
That's exciting.
And, you know, it's so easy to cheer for a team, but also for somebody who is just such a classy human being.
Yeah.
As a young man in his mid-20s with very little command of the English language,
yeah,
getting better, as I saw on Fox last night, taking a minute to sign something and say, and use his broken English to say, you know, thank you for being a fan.
Yeah.
And took pictures with my mom. And
that's so
there,
cool.
I have him in the office. It's just, it makes me smile every time I see
him. I can imagine. Well, listen, it's good to have you on the program. You know, when people think about financial planning, which you and I talk about all the time, we talk about investing for your future. But talk to me a little bit about, you know, people that experience a major illness, whether it's cancer, they basically have to adjust to a new normal financially. What does that look like for families?
Well, the Canadian Cancer Society just recently published their annual report again, and it said that the average Canadian family, now keeping in mind, in Canada, you know, our treatment, those types of things, for the vast majority, it's going to be covered. That's what our healthcare is all about. But just the average family where somebody under the age of 50 has suffered from a critical illness like a cancer, heart attack, an MS diagnosis, a myriad of those things that we keep getting asked to go to, you know, steak nights for and GoFundMe pages, will spend on average $27,000 a year while that person is going through that. And that's not even just the lost wages. That's the extra cost of, you know, even as we, parking at the hospital, extra time for childcare, travel expenses, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's, you know, money doesn't take, you know, as most of your listeners would know, and if you haven't, you know, I am a cancer survivor. And when that time in my life came around, I was in my early 40s, and having had critical illness insurance through, you know, that's something that I had purchased, the money didn't take the cancer away, but what it did do is it gave us the opportunity as a family to focus on recovery and to make choices that were based on the dignity that we wanted to have of choosing the care, where we wanted the care and how long the care was going to be. And remembering that, you know, when somebody in the family is sick, it's great if you've got disability insurance through work. You know, a good number of us do through our group plans and stuff, but when you're sick, there's often somebody else in the family that needs to be there to be with you. And they don't, you know, they don't get paid time from work to be with you. You know, there's things like, you know, there is some things around bereavement leave and different things, but when it's something that's going to take you out of life for the next year, you know, extra childcare, things like that. If you are, you know, some of our most important clients, the people I'm most proud of helping are, you know, single parents. Because I've often said to, you know, the difference between those two beautiful young children living in your other room, having to go live with their other parent while you're recovering from a critical illness, is just having a plan where we can make sure that there's money that's readily available so you can get the child care that you need and you're not moving in with mom and dad and living on their couch and they're taking care of your kids, which we're in Saskatchewan. We would all do it, right?
Right.
But money gives us options, gives us dignity, gives us control.
So Darren Ulmer is my guest, financial planner with Sun Life, president of White Owl Financial Solutions. So when you're sitting down with clients, and I know I've talked with you enough to know it really depends on the case and the client, but how does this come into the conversation? If it's a younger person and they're putting away for their future, are they putting away funds for this, or is it about looking at something like critical illness insurance?
I think one of the most important things, and you highlighted it perfectly, is, you know, having a conversation with somebody about it and taking a look at what are you doing and what would it mean if we were just to reallocate part of it. You would never want to forego your future savings by putting it all into insurance. And by the same fact, you wouldn't want to put everything into your, you know, a good friend of mine once said, we spend our health to create our wealth, only to discover that if our health fails us, there's never enough wealth to cover it. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's about having a balance and, you know, making sure that, you know, I'll always say my job isn't to make you rich. It's to make sure that you're never poor. You know, I want to make sure that you don't live too long or die too soon. Mm-hmm. And that if you get sick, that there's somebody there. You know, we want to be there with a hand up to make sure that, as I said, money doesn't take away the illness. But what it does is it gives you options and it gives you, at that time when life has handed you this, it's one of the few things where if you have some money, you can have a little bit of dignity and some control to make choices that you want. And I remember sitting in front of an oncologist and in walked the pharmacy manager at University Hospital and Royal University Hospital and said, and in his hand, Evan, he literally had two of those freezer bags of pills that, you know, you get the Ziploc bags. And one, you could barely close the top, and the other one had about four bottles of pills in it. And he said, you have your choice of this bag or this bag. And I'm like, well, what's the difference? He said, well, this bag that's overflowing here, this is all covered by provincial health care and our health, you know, federal health care and your group plan. The other one are ones that are available that aren't covered by the group plan. And he said, but they'll reduce things like nausea. They're going to give you the ability to sleep better. They're going to do this and that, but you'd have to pay for them. And because I had a critical illness, insurance payout, I'm like, well, I'll take a whole pail full of the little bag. You know, it gives you those options. Our healthcare system is fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. God bless all those people at the cancer clinic and at Royal University Hospital and the oncology department and the nurses and the nurse managers. Money doesn't give you the ability to skip a queue, nothing like that. But what it does is around the fringes where you can add some dignity and make some choices. Because some of those pills were $50 a pill, and not everybody was going to have access to those. But a little bit of money makes a difference. So it's got to be part of your planning. It's an overall picture of, you know, at White Owl Financial Solutions, you know, it's about your protection and your wealth preservation. We were not only making sure that you're insured for the money, but at the same time, if we don't have the right coverage in place, all of that wealth that you're growing, the first thing you're going to do is start dipping into it.
Right.
And as soon as you start dipping into it, then when you do survive, now you're short in retirement.
We're going to take a break. Darren Ulmer is my guest, financial planner with Sun Life, president of White Owl Financial Solutions. We'll finish up this talk, but I want to talk a little bit about, I saw an article the other day with regard to wills and estate planning, something you and I have talked about before. And there was something there that caught my eye as well. I wanted to get your opinion on that. So Darren Ulmer will be here for one more break, and we will talk with him up to the top of the hour just before Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray joined in studio by Darren Ulmer, who is president of White Owl Financial Solutions. And we've been talking about what financial planning looks like when you are coming off of or dealing with a major illness, a major diagnosis. It could take you away from work. It could cause extra expenses in your life. A text came in while we were talking, Darren, wanting to know your thoughts on, you know, disability insurance versus critical illness insurance. Is one better than the other? I feel like I've talked to you enough to know what your answer is going to be, but what would you say to a question like that?
So we'll dodge the "it depends" and let's, you know, at the end of the day, disability insurance replaces your income because you can't work. You need your income no matter what. You need to have disability insurance. Critical illness insurance is not an income replacement. It is to cover those extraordinary expenses and things like that. So in most instances, my clients carry both of them. It's all budget. You know, it's important to have both. There are times where both of them will pay, and there are times when only one of them will pay.
I want to shift gears here in the last couple of minutes that we have with you, Darren. I was reading an article the other day that was talking about the concept of mirror wills. So this is the situation where you have a will, your spouse has a will, and basically you pass away, your spouse gets everything, and then when your spouse passes away, it goes to the other beneficiaries that are named. This article was cautioning, not saying that it's a bad idea, but cautioning that there can be some downfalls. Have you got thoughts on that?
So I'll start by saying I'm not a lawyer and I don't play one on television. Doing the amount of estate work that we do, we see this all the time, and it's becoming more and more of an issue, especially in a blended family, a second marriage, because a mirror will basically is my will is the same as yours. Mine goes to yours, yours comes to me, and then the rest is divided up afterwards. The issue is that mirror wills are separate documents. Each spouse has their own will with matching terms. But after one spouse dies, the surviving spouse is free to change or revoke the will entirely. So everything that you set up for your children that perhaps your new spouse was responsible for after your death can be changed. This means that any of the things intended to go to certain beneficiaries, like the children from your first marriage, may not actually receive them if their survivor changes their will or remarries. So it's very, very important. It's the unintended disinheritance is what we call it.
Right.
You know, so it's important that, you have separate legal counsel and, you know, no children involved. You're just married. Maybe this is the learner will. This is the simple, easy way to get it done. But again, with proper financial planning, you need to review these documents on a regular basis, regular being at least every 5 years. And as the family gets more complicated and you come into blended marriages, blended families, have your own will. That mirror will, which was good when there was no kids and you were 32 years old and you just got married. Now that you're 55, a business owner, the wife's inherited some farm family land, you need to have separate wills.
Mm-hmm. It's wills and estate planning literally is hand in hand with financial money management. And I've really learned that even just more so in the talks that we've had and I've had on the show. Can you talk about that critical link between financial planning, which is your job, and then will and estate planning?
every financial plan starts with a will. We don't start your financial plan until we have a copy of the will. Like Simon Sinek says, you always start with the end in mind. What is the why? Your will says when we're, this is what I want to happen if I wasn't here. So we then build from that your estate and financial plan that says, this is what you've got. This is how we're going to spend it. And this is how it's going to end up. And this is where it's going to go once it's all done. And it's going to include your will. It's going to include your power of attorney. It's going to include your healthcare directive. You know, we want to make sure that everything that we're doing aligns with what the end goal is.
Appreciate
it's very important.
Appreciate you being on the show as always, Darren. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Have a great day, and go Jays.
Go Jays, indeed. Darren Ulmer, the guest that we've had on a number of times, financial planner with Sun Life, president of White Owl Financial Solutions, and always appreciate him popping by the studio. Well, it is that time of the week, and I just talked with some friends that work over at the Saskatchewan Rough Rider office that regularly play along as a group to Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Will one of them win today? We'll find out. I love today's question. That's coming up next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.